Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
Rejoining us for our series preview are Terry Cushman and Dr. Jim Dalfino, who is joining us off the bench as our guest host. And tonight we have the Boston Red Sox series against the Tampa Bay Rays. Ouch. Game one, Brian Baio against Aaron Civale. Terry, who do you have going game one?
This is the toughest matchup to pick, I think, of the three. Baio has been up and down. Not sure how much length we're really going to get out of him. Aaron Civale, who infamously pitched that final game last season instead of Shane Bieber, was acquired by the Rays and has got a sub-3 ERA. It's in the twos. I could see him possibly giving the Red Sox fits, but Baio is coming off of just a 4 2/3 outing. The strikeouts aren't there. The pitch count's been getting up real quickly. Gun to my head, I'm going to take the Rays in game one.
Jim.
So Brian Baio has not had really good success so far this season with day games. You know, his last outing was pretty good during a day game, but, you know, for the most part all season, it has been an Achilles heel. I think the key to game one is going to be if there's good defense behind him, which, you know, in Tampa Bay, the Red Sox tend to kind of really not do very, very well and give Tampa Bay extra outs. But if he's got good defense behind him, I think they have a chance. But that's going to be the best in that series. So I'm going with Tampa Bay, but I'm going with Tampa Bay like a 4-3 type of score.
I am still going to stick with what I've been saying all year long. Brian Baio is one of the only pitchers that I just don't have the ability of betting against. When you have the rotation of the Boston Red Sox, you got to be confident of at least one of those guys, and this is my guy. So Baio game one, I can see what Civale's doing. And Baio has struggled a little bit, but this is an opportunity for a nice get-right game, keep the series streak going, get us three in a row. Game two, we got Cutter Crawford going against, is it Zach Eflin, if I'm not mistaken? Yeah, Zach Eflin. Terry, who do you got game two?
I am going to take the Tampa Bay Rays again. Crawford's just been garbage. He does pitch better on the road, but Tampa's seemingly kind of back in their stride, even though they've lost guys like Shane McClanahan. Isaac Paredes has close to 30 home runs on the season. Just out of nowhere, they're just getting tons of production here. Randy Arozarena is having a good season. Josh Lau, Yandy Diaz. This is still a very robust offense, and I don't think Cutter Crawford's going to really have much to say about what they're going to do, and I think he's going to get thumped pretty hard, actually. So give me Tampa again in game two.
Three in a row. I'm not even going to add anything because there's nothing to add. Eflin's a better option than Crawford. Crawford just got shelled in his last game against Houston. Did fine, I suppose, against LA. But I still take Eflin in game two. Game three, We have James Paxton going up against Glasnow. I'm going to be shocked if either one of you guys say Boston, so I'm just going to go ahead and assume Tampa Bay, Tampa Bay, Tampa Bay. But Terry, go ahead and give your call.
I mean, who's going to be pitching that game? It should be Paxton, but they're probably not going to go there. That would be normal rest for him. I think, let's see, Friday to Wednesday. Yeah, that would be, well, for a normal starter, that's normal rest. But Glasnow's been pitching pretty well. I mean, he went 7 innings, 3-run ball against Cleveland, and then was scoreless the start against that against New York. So I can't really give the Red Sox a game here. I think this is going to be an ugly series for them, and they're going to come home and start the homestand after this. But Tampa's going to sweep them. We lost Charlie for a second. So go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, I agree. Like I said, I think out of the three games, your best chance is the Bayo start. I still think that they lose that game. I think they get swept, quite honestly. I think the closest game is going to be the Bayo start. If he's got good defense behind him and he can get into the sixth inning, maybe 6 1/3, 6 2/3, and go to your bullpen, which, you know, should be good if you've got, you know, Chris Martin and Jansen at the end of that. The Crawford game, I have a feeling that they're going to get it, – it's going to be 5-0 after two. And the Paxton game, same thing. It's going to be about 6-0 after two. So sweep for the Rays. Best game, best chance to win is the Bayo start.
Charlie? I think Charlie's frozen. Yeah, Charlie's having some internet issues. I do know for a fact – oh, here he is.
Apologies. It wouldn't be fun if I didn't have at least one technical issue. Yeah, Tampa Bay is going to win game three. If you guys already didn't know that beforehand, Tampa Bay is just going to run a train in game three. Glasnow is insane. Another pitcher from Pittsburgh that couldn't figure it out and then goes to Tampa Bay and then lights up the Christmas tree. So there you have it. Anything else that you two wanted to add for that one?
Nothing to add. No, I'm just trying to see who we have after this. Oh, goodness, it's the Orioles. So it's going to be a rough several games here, I'm thinking.
Welcome to 500 Country. And it's a possibility.
And you know what? After that, it's the Yankees. And I believe they win tonight? If they did, they just swept the Astros, who just throttled us coming into this series. So.
Yeah, Yankees have won 3 in a row, so yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be real fun. We're 5 games up, but there's a good chance that we'll be close to 500 after the series is over. After that second series is over, rather. Right on. That's going to do it for all of us. You have a great night. Everyone have best night they possibly can after that. That one. Take care.